Blog Talk Radio.
Caught my wife with another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's the dangest dog this old boy has ever seen. He's got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. Lord, he's a four-legged dragon machine. Just consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all the years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. Hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run over at the kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat before the morning comes. I paid off a guard and he slipped out a letter to my cousin in Tennessee. And he brought down me a blue tick count, lost as pretty as she could be. Pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And when I take old Red on his evening run, I just drop him off and wait. Hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run old Red to kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat for the morning come. Now old Red got used to seeing his little lady there every night. So I kept him away for 3 or 4 days, and I waited till the time was right. I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him let him out. 'Cause I headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. I hear the warden say, come on somebody, why don't you run over Red the kitchen to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun, Red'll have his treat for the morning come. Now there's some red-haired blue ticks all through the South. Love got me in there and love got me out.
What it be?
I don't know, Brother Van. Welcome to the
good
show.
Good to hear
America.
From you finally.
Oh, dude, it's been a friggin' zoo around this son of a bitch, man. I'm retiring. When I retire, I'm going to Kerrville, Texas, right? Big combat veteran community out there and stuff like that. So, you know, I've only got a couple more years to do, so I'm not going to buy anything until I go out that way, man. So anyway, I found out like 3 weeks ago that people were going to put this house I've been leasing on the market. So I've been going absolutely friggin' nuts trying to find some place to live, man. And because of my dogs, because people are stupid, because of my pit bulls, man, it's almost friggin' impossible, brother.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
I understand that. Man, I just watched a fucking video a friend of ours posted on Facebook. They got this farmer around here. He's a fucking psychopath. And he had two Judge pistols in his hand out in the field going off on some fucking Mexicans that was working for him. It was hilarious, man. I got to send you that video.
Man, I tell you what, man. I tell you what, Virgil, brother, man. We called this right down to the numbers, man. And our before the election, we told them it was going to be fraud. They were going to steal the election. It happened. And I know I specifically sat there and I said, after January the 20th, things are going to start happening so fast, it's going to make people's heads spin. They won't be able to keep up. And before we backtrack a little bit on that, I have absolutely got to talk about fucking Biden here for a minute. The King Tomato, vegetable extraordinaire, he goes to the G7 summit. And he was proud. He held up the list. Well, I talked to Putin, and I told him he better stay away from these 16 entities. And he actually gave Putin a HVT list, high-value target list of our infrastructure. Can you believe that bullshit?
Well, you know, you're saying he's a tomato. Brother? This son of a bitch is the whole salad bar. I mean, with croutons included, and Thousand Island dressing. And you could just see Putin.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, but we don't care to.
Sorry, I had a hit connecting.
Here's the thing, Russell. You could see on Putin's face that he was all puckered up. I mean, restraining himself from not laughing in this son of a bitch's face.
I saw that.
Joseph, turn your fan off.
Turn it off. It's 100 degrees in here.
Yeah, man, I can't believe that, man. He handed him a list of high-value targets. I mean, what in the holy mother of fuck is going on with that man?
You got a scientist. You got a scientist that financed the whole goddamn virus, a biochemical attack. I mean, a bio attack on the United States. Nothing surprises me with these people.
And Virgil, how long have me and Russell been saying this about all this that's been going on for what, 8 years now?
We just hit on that. We Russell just said we called it down to the wire. We could set odds in Vegas on this shit.
Exactly.
I guarantee we could set the odds on Vegas.
Well, when I go back and listen to the recordings me and Russell did 8 years ago, this is before you joined, it's like we were talking about today what is going on. That's what's freaky about it. And it's
and the point is, all right, and it comes back full circle to what we said on the show a thousand times. All right, Fauci went before Congress under oath in fucking flat-ass lies. The email came out, not only proved that he lied, but proved that he was a collaborator in the whole thing. I mean, scientists sent him the recipe to make the shit. All right? Pfizer was involved, Bill Gates, all these people. And what are the we have to bring Fauci back to retest. No, he's got it. He's busted. He lied under oath. But as he said a thousand times on his show, nothing's going to happen because you can't prosecute somebody if you're afraid your own crimes are going to come out. The corrupt don't indict, the corrupt don't prosecute.
Of course not.
Let's go back a little further. I said, starting January 21st, that once they got these people in place, they were going to come for us, and they were going to come for us hard. Now, the new head of DHS, the new attorney general, our number one priority is radicalized Americans, talking about patriots, Christians, the whole nine. We are the new Jews, just like I said we were going to be. But check it out. The DHS has already come out and go, you know what? You need to report your neighbor's friends, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, they came out, and it's on TV, you can find the video. Support your neighbors, support your friends. Wow.
And to add to that, Russell, you know, if all of a sudden you have become scared and you want to know what to do, you know, you're riding a bicycle with no seat, no handlebars now because, you know, you're fixing to lose your ass and don't know which way to turn. Let me tell you something. Tough luck in getting shit together now. Tough luck.
We've been preparing for this for a long time, so we're ready. We've been ready for it, you know, and stuff. But the thing
you can compare pawn shops, gun stores, sporting goods stores to grocery stores in Venezuela. The shelves are bare.
Oh yeah. Well, not only that, under the new gun control law that's gone before the Senate, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Little Miss, I had a Chinese spy woman for me for 2 decades. There ain't no grandpa problem. They want to ban all semi-automatic weapons, anything that holds more than 10 rounds. Then if you own anything at this point, you have to register them and pay a $200 tax on each one.
My guns are already registered. They got registered the day I bought it. So, you know, why register again? ATF has that information.
And Russell, is it just me or this new ATF director nominee? Doesn't he kind of look like the wino version of the beaver?
Yes, he does. That guy is anti-gun as they come. He couldn't even answer simple questions. I think it was Senator Rand Paul asking, you know, what is your definition of an assault weapon?
No, that was Louisiana Senator John Kennedy that asked him that.
Oh, was it? Okay, I stand corrected. But right. I know one of them did.
Go ahead, Russell.
We told these people we're going to come fast and hard. And let Joseph say what Joseph, because I got a little talk I want to go on, okay?
All right. Well, we got Jonathan Garcia again calling in from Georgia, so we're going to bring him in here in just a sec. But I just wanted to say, Russell, you called every shot on this. I called it. Virgil's called it, you know, and Lucretius even called it. And it's like, what more can we do to warn people? You know, people are waking up. It's a bit too late, you know.
There is no warning people at this time, Joseph. This is happening. This is happening in real time as fast as they get done. But speaking of that, guess who I got a friend request from today?
Trump.
McCluskey. He running for senator in Mississippi. Remember, they're the ones that were defending their homes.
Yeah.
I'm friends with him too.
So anyway, I got a friend request him. But anyway, what I wanted to go into is, see, people don't understand exactly what's been going on. Like you said, we talked about this 8 years ago. Virgil and I have talked about it. Three of us have talked about it. But we are in, like, stage three right now of what's going on, and it's happening very, very quickly. Okay.
Yep.
For those who believe there's going to be another friggin' honest election, I hate to disappoint you. Go out there, do your thing, try your best, but it's not going to happen. But here it is. This is China. And China is by far our worst threat. I mean, and you want to talk about Russian collusion. Biden wants to act like he was all tough on Russia, but he shuts down our pipeline and then clears the hurdles for the Russian pipeline to go through to make Russian millions of dollars, billions of dollars, that kind of stuff. But with China, this started a decade with cheap labor. All right?
Yep.
Factories here. You know, we've got cheap labor. We got people who need to work, and they paid our congressmen, senators, and whoever else to make sure that all that was done to make it necessary to happen. So for like the last 30 years, plus or minus, all of our, the majority of our supply lines, as far as electronics, even stuff our military use is made by China, and you know they put a backdoor in that stuff. Okay, so now you've got that. So now our supply chain is in a wreck, and it will take, if President Trump, the truly and duly elected president, was in office right now, we'd have a chance. It might take 4, 5, 6 months, but he's got to know how to bring this stuff together, all right? But right now, it's not going to happen under the Democrats, all right? They're fixing to expose the corrupt politicians. That's coming next. And I'm going to say this right now, within the next 30 to 60 days, you're going to have a major hit on the infrastructure. Now, I don't know. Cyber attack, EMP, strategic nuclear hit to the cities, stuff that would struggle across the border. It'll be low-yield stuff, but it'll be enough to fuck everything up.
Well, me and Carmelita were talking the other day, Russell, about that, and we both agreed that the next attack, cyber attack, will be on the power grid. It'll be the biggest, it'll be the next thing. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but whether it's the cyber attack, EMP, that'll be it, but they're going to have to hit the cities, too. They're going to have to take, Houston will be hit hard, Houston and Louisiana, because that's where the majority of the refineries are that produce our fuels and other stuff. You're going to have state capitals get hit. And then you're going to have these people pouring across our southern border by the drove. The people they already have in here, the cells and stuff like that are going to be hit. Our border is so wide open that it's ridiculous. And I'm telling you, this is coming to a head, ladies and gentlemen.
And not only that, I told you all months ago that
please quit interrupting, Russell. Please quit that.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say within the next 60 days, you're going to see some kind of major interruption. Because right now, we are weak. We are vulnerable. Our enemies know it. They're sitting there licking their lips. And I'm going to say within the next 60 days, you're going to see some kind of major event.
Well, yep. Here's the thing, Russell. Here's the thing. I just came off some runs, taking a couple of days off because of the storm coming. It's supposed to crawl up our butts and a bunch of rain and everything, so I'm going to stay home with Susan until this is all over with. But just to give you an idea on how vulnerable and how dependent we are on foreign materials, especially made from China, Taiwan, Philippines, things like this. Okay, they're calling me every day, please come back to work, please come back to work, please come back to work. Because we have six trucks, company trucks, I'm an owner-operator, at Peterbilt in Baton Rouge, six trucks that's down because of the emission system is screwing up on them. They can't pass inspections. And they can't get parts for them. They cannot get parts for them.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing that, too.
And this is all over the place. This is all mm-hmm. over the place. Fan belts. Fan belts. You bust a fan belt on your truck, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You are screwed. Completely.
I buy extra for emergencies, you know.
I had the oil changed in my truck in my Mack, Russell, before I came home, and
uh-huh.
I got the last set of fuel filters and oil filters for a Mack MP8 engine that were on the shelf. The last filters.
Damn.
And they don't know when they're gonna get some more in.
Well, we got Jonathan Garcia standing by. I'm going to bring him in. But I agree with you, Virgil. I mean, we're seeing it here. I mean,
I went the other day to change the oil in the car.
Did you notice the oil prices went up? Did you know that went
yes,
up, too?
What? Joseph. Okay, now this is going to sound like a lot to people, but I'm going to tell you, okay, my settlement that came in hit my direct deposit was $4,200 for this week, $4,200. But my gross before deductions was $7,600.
Holy shit.
So you're looking at $3,600 worth of fuel. I had to spend half my money to make half my money on fuel.
Yep. Well, I just went and changed the oil in the car yesterday. And when I went the last time, it was like $20-$25 for the oil change, right? Well, yesterday it cost me almost $70 to change the oil in the car. I was like, what the hell? You know? Seriously.
That was at Jiffy Lube. Wow.
Yeah,
that's really expensive. Try changing the oil in that Mack. Try changing the oil in that Mack.
Oh,
$660 for an oil change.
Yep.
That's what it cost me.
Yep.
But, Jonathan, when you talk to Marjorie, you need to tell her that she's doing a good job, her heart's in the right place and everything. But
well,
you, see this fire, you see this fire Fauci and get rid of the ATF and all of this? All of this is a diversion. Turn around and look on your six, darling. Turn around and look on your six. That's where the fish are biting. That's where the fish are biting. Because what you're not seeing is what's going on.
Right.
That's
exactly
Marjorie. What I'm talking about. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, Virgil. You have these people, back this, unback that. They started with the back deal. They were the senior prom, and I want to say it was New Hampshire. And they branded the unvaxxed students that went to the prom. They stamped a big U on their hands. This shit is out of control. And people are concentrating on that. But what they're not paying attention to, and I begrudge nobody who's made their money, honestly. You know, I Harvard You know, I'm not jealous of the rich. If you made your money, you did it honestly, God bless you. I wish I was that smart. Okay, but I'm talking about these corporations and stuff. And I tell you, man, right now in Houston, these people are paying $20, $40, $50,000 over the appraised values of homes. Okay? It is absolutely stupid. Now, I've seen this happen one time before in my life, and that was in the late 80s. And I know somebody very, very well, personally, that just buying it up, buying it up, buying it up. Now, this market's sticking fast, okay? And these people are going to end up $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 upside down in these homes, all right? The economy. Watch, in the next week to 10 days, the Feds are going to bump the interest rates way up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Work is slowing down all over. Some of it's due to supply chain problems, which nobody is talking about. And you can walk into any food store, walk through there, and you can see where they're trying to move stuff around and make it look like shelves full, but there's nothing behind those shelves. I'm telling you,
Russell, you're kind of cutting out, Russell.
We are being 100% set up for a big fall, and I'm telling you, it's coming within the next 60 days. Am I wrong, Bert?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're
no.
right.
Oh, no. What do you think about it, Jonathan? What do you think about it?
I'll give my quick opinion on things real quick.
Are you on speakerphone? Because I can barely hear you, John.
Okay, hold on.
It's like echoing.
He might be in the head.
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the way I look at it, marketing is definitely on the right path. As far as everything happening around her, I believe it's definitely we the people that are going to have to make sure that she's okay. But we're going to have to do our part. So we're really going to have to get active, and that's what we're doing right now. So as far as the Patriot Act 3.0 now, I think that's what we the people have to watch out for, because now Joe Biden and them are actually calling us terrorists. So we're all on the chopping block, really. And if we actually get a constitutional governor, such as myself, in there in 2022, then we're going to have a lot of shindigs go down between their useful idiots and, you know, the ones that that are in office that are passing legislation that's really trying to screw us over. So in Georgia, we're coming together, but not fast enough. I would definitely like to see everybody come out in June, July 3rd, and hang out with us and be a part of the We the People Jam, which is awesome. It's a big flag ride. It's also it's a campaign kickoff for money banners. So two big banners get dropped on the caravan. And as far as everything that's going to be said, we have five awesome speakers that are going to that are known for telling the truth. Definitely beating straight foot crack, and we don't pull no punches. That's the reason why they're speaking.
We just got to get another icebox, baby.
Oh yeah, and we're rushing it that way. It's going to be that cold, and we gotta not just pitch it.
Well, Jonathan, that's all fine and dandy. That's all fine and dandy. Okay. But my suggestion to Marjorie, since she's in the position you know, right now. Okay. We used to hear Afghanistan, 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 Afghanistan on the evening news. Okay.
Here
you go. Let's connect the dots. Okay, Biden, Russia is wanting to take over back, wanting to take back the Ukraine. Biden green lights and helps them with some kind of pipeline that's going to make them billions and billions of dollars. So basically what he's trying to do, he's doing like the mob. He's paying Russia protection money. He's paying Russia protection money to stay away from the Ukraine. Because we all know Burisma, if you follow the money and you follow the paperwork, we all know Burisma is a laundromat for Afghan heroin money.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chinese heroin. Okay.
Nice.
So if Marjorie would concentrate on investigating that and bringing that out to light, I guarantee you, they'll either kiss her ass or kill her.
Let me put it this way. Focusing on stuff that's external is not the ticket. We need to focus on what's happening here.
I beg to differ. It's connected. It's controlled. What happens here, what happens there, it's all one big tornado of money that's covering the United States and the Ukraine and the Biden and the Bidens, Obamas, you know, the crime family, the Clinton crime family too, they are the circumference of that tornado. They are the low pressure point of that tornado.
Well,
what you're saying, Jonathan, is you concentrate on that, bring it down. You bring the whole thing down on top of it.
It does not good if you lose it here in the state. And Marjorie is only one person in that Congress. Actually, one of few that are in the Congress that
right.
really attempts to grasp of. The way you eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And she can't afford to bite. She can't try to gulp the camel and then strengthen that. So I believe that she is really going at it a smart way. And until, like, the House and the Senate actually flips with the true patriots in there, besides Marjorie, then we stand a chance. As far as pulling with the
okay, Johnson. I pride myself on being a realist. Okay, let me tell you how this is gonna go with Fauci. Okay, you want me to give you the blow by blow? Okay, Fauci's gonna get if you think those emails were accidentally discovered, you're sadly mistaken. It's a diversion tactic. It's a diversion tactic. Okay?
Okay.
It's a diversion. Okay. Fauci's going to get pressure put on him. He's going to resign rather than get fired. Okay? If he does get charged with perjury, okay, before the ink dries on his prison sentence, Biden is going to pardon him. Then he's going to go out on the indoctrination circuit, better known as the college circuit, making $40,000 on the lecture circuit. Okay? So him going to prison, him going this, him getting fired, all of this, ain't going to happen. Okay? It ain't going to happen. Okay? He's in the clique.
Well,
he's in the clique.
I'll put it this way. The pressure that she's putting on Fauci to get fired is one thing. But as far as the 9th and the 10th Amendment, it's up to we the people to actually put pressure from the groups to do
okay.
our part.
Okay, the ninth and the 10th Amendment. The 9th and the 10th Amendment, your constitutional amendments. Who's in charge of enforcing that? Who's in charge of enforcing that?
We the people.
Who's in charge? We the people.
Correct.
Okay, so you can go up to the White House and arrest Biden. By yourself, you can go up to the White House and arrest Biden.
When you say we the people, that's inclusive.
Not
everybody.
Well, we the people.
It's not a one man show.
We the people are limited to the alphabet, the DOJ, the FBI. And who's running that now?
And why do you think that they want to make constitutionalists, conservatives, and people that believe in God, why do you think they want to make them terrorists? Because we the people are actually than they actually want to give us.
Of course. And who's gonna come to your house and arrest you under that Patriot Act? The FBI.
Correct.
And even though you can scream to the top of your lungs, you're violating my constitutional rights.
You know
they're violating your constitutional rights every day.
If we're all united the right way, they step up on your doorstep. You know what they could do? Nothing. Exactly nothing. It has to be an overpowering.
Exactly nothing.
If we the people standing united the right way, they cannot do nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. My man, your heart's in the right place. I'll give you that. Your heart is in the right place. But what you are going by a fair, just, you know, liberty and justice for all system. You do not have that now. You have the elitist double standard system now.
Right. And
you're behind enemy lines. You're behind enemy lines without a uniform. Therefore, if you're caught, you can be shot as a spy.
Actually, until I'm in office, then I'd be behind enemy lines. But right now, as to a constitutional republic and common law, I'm actually the brick wall among many that is willing to stop them. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I'm running for governor. I'm willing to go behind enemy lines, but getting there is another thing. Being the brick wall and telling them no, you're not going to do stuff, and no, that you're not going to consent. You know, is being that brick wall, and all of us is
okay. Jonathan. Other than Hillary Clinton. All right, I'm going to give you another dose of reality. Other than Hillary Clinton, who else do you know in history that had 54 friends commit suicide? Think about that, brother. Think about it.
Bill, okay.
If you become a significant, reliable threat against these people, guess what's going to happen to you? They are going to destroy you. Mm-hmm. They are going to destroy you.
They'll
okay?
try. They'll
no,
try.
No. They will succeed, brother. They will succeed.
That came after us. That came after us, Jonathan, several years ago.
Who controls, all right, Jonathan, who controls the mental faculties of this country nowadays? Who controls the mental way of thinking for the majority of this country nowadays?
See, I don't think you understand that they took down the president. They actually censored and took away the freedom of speech from our president. And I'm not ignorant to that. I'm not ignorant to it at all.
If Fredo Como goes on CNN,
it's not because he went in there alone. Trump was actually representing we the people. And that's where I stand.
Exactly.
They're going to take me down and all this stuff. Understand that even if I lose office as to we the people, I'm still good. Because
Here's the point I'm trying to make, son. Let me tell you. Trump's major mistake is the same mistake you're making. You're underestimating your enemy.
No, I'm not. I'm hardly from it. But the thing is that the reason why Trump's still alive is because of we the people. And they knew it was going to be a crap storm worse than the fake insurrection that happened on January 6th. That, believe me, it would have been way uglier if they would have tried to do a JFK on it. It was bad enough with what they did with Roger Stone. And that was rough. But the crazy thing is that when you get we the people together, united, 1776 2.0, which has not been seen in Georgia since colonial times, we're talking about going not just for a sanctuary constitutional cherry state, we're going for a full constitutional republic for the whole state. That has not been seen. Nevada actually has constitutional counties in Nevada, but that's not the whole state. There's like three out of the state of Nevada that are actually constitutional counties. Now, what happens when you have a constitutional state is that when you restore a constitutional republic to a state, that means everybody across the whole board gets their sovereign, God-given, unalienable rights back. And so if you give people their freedom back and show them that they have their freedom back, I don't have nothing to worry about. The ones that are causing the problem have everything to worry about. And, you know, at that time, I've already took the oath. And I took it twice. So if I got to fulfill my oath, then I won't have a flag over my casket. But guess what? I'll be going out the right way, and I'll have a clean conscience. So
That's admirable, brother. But the thing I'm trying to explain to you, take it from experts, me and Russell. Learn how to think like your enemy. Do not underestimate your enemy. When you underestimate your opponent, you have lost 50% of the fight. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This all riding in on a white horse and being a long ranger and all of this going up there, that ain't going to get it. That's going to get you killed. You got to sneak up some back alleys. You got to learn how to sucker punch people. You got to learn how to use brass knuckles and straight razors. That's the world we come from. And that's what succeeds in this world today. You got to become just as dirty, just as ruthless, just as cold-hearted as the son of a bitches you were fighting.
The thing is, you just got to be quiet about it and not announce it to the whole world like the Democrats do.
We have never met a whole state that's willing to keep a free state. And when I'm governor, I'll be giving the free state of Georgia all the tools that they need to keep a free state, believe it or not. And we'll probably supersede Missouri and some other states just off the constitutional plan in itself. Because
we'll
definitely lead the way at that
point. Well, Russell, you got anything
to say, brother? Yeah. I've been listening to this back and forth and stuff like that, and I'm going to tell you now, I don't have much faith in there ever being another honest election. These people were allowed to get away with stealing the last one. If you think they're going to do anything differently on this next one, you're sadly mistaken. With these people in power as they are now, I can guarantee you that the odds of that happening, I wouldn't take the bet. But that being said, Virgil made a very, very good point. And Sun Tzu said it in The Art of War, which is something I've studied intensely and read back several times and stuff like that. And Virgil made a very, very valid point. It says, you must know your enemy as you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you know yourself but do not know your enemy, you will lose 100 battles or 1,000 battles. As many as you fight. You must know how your enemy thinks. You must know how they operate, and you can't have a set plan. Well, we're going to go in there, we're going to do that. No, your tactic has to be like water moving across ground.
Well,
you have your tactics have to be fluid.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't mind, let me finish what I'm saying. I honestly, with all my heart, believe that we are beyond an election fixing anything. And a lot of people don't like to hear this, and they don't want to admit it. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Republican Party, as it is right now, Republicans in D.C., with few exceptions, very, very few exceptions, are just as corrupt and just as involved in what has been happening to this country over the last 30, 40 years as the Democrats are. We have not had a two-party system in this country for probably at least four decades, maybe longer, all right? Right now, as we sit here in this country, the left wing and the right wing belong to the same bird. And they sit there, and they thump their chest, and they do all this, and nothing happens, and there's not going to be one or two people that can go to D.C. and change anything. It's not going to happen. Trump, and I have a lot of respect for Trump. I think he's a lot of good things. But President Trump, who is still the duly elected president of this country, had the opportunity to end all this, to bring it out. And he did not pull the trigger. And for that, I will never forgive him. Because now, there is no turning back to what's coming. He had the opportunity to make a difference, to call this out, and set that bridge on fire and watch it burn, baby, burn, where we can get back to constitutional government. And he cowered down. That's what I've got to say about that.
Okay, let me leave you guys with this concept right here, and then I'm going to have to go.
Okay, bro.
First, two great quotes from Sun Tzu as far as the Art of War. One is, never fight an uphill battle. Never fight an uphill battle. The other one is, if you sit long enough at a river, eventually, you'll see the bodies of your enemies float down it. So if you give enough patience to see who your enemies are, then that's part of visualizing the field of battle.
Well, exactly. And
as far as fighting an uphill battle, that's a no-go. But, however...
I beg to differ on that one.
It's Sun Tzu. 1969,
the Trang Valley, 101st Airborne Division, attacked uphill. They attacked 2,000 VC and Viet Cong prisoners, and they ran them out, better known as Hamburger Hill.
And I'm going to leave you guys with this, too. If you look at what happened at the Battle of Athens, when they knew who their enemies were, they were able to unite and overtake them because they were able to see the field and see who their enemies were. And what was the last thing? When they tried to control the vote. Now that you got we the people pissed off, now they want to try to inflate prices so you can't buy ammunition. They already trying to get an ATF director in there to take away the firearms. Two, then you got the Patriot Act 3.0. So we the people see the field now very clearly, and we know who the enemy is, and we know who and how they work. But, and it's a but. Going back to what the Bible says, those who have a good name have something greater than gold.
Mm-hmm.
So get to know your neighbor. Know everybody that's around you. Get to know them. Because when crap hits the fan, you're definitely going to have a good name with your neighbors. Because we the people, when we unite, you're either on one side or the other. And it's going to get ugly. So
mm-hmm.
all this preparedness and stuff that I caught up on 6 years ago trying to warn people, yeah, it's not as bad as it can get yet. And thank God for that. But those that are courageous enough to come out of the shadows, such as myself and others, Matt McGregor, best believe that there's more in the shadows than there are out in the outside trying to run for office. Because usually we don't come out to run for office, one. And two, the reason why that we're running for office is for a constitutional republic. And that's it. We're not fighting for democracy. We're fighting to restore a whole constitutional republic. The whole thing, and not one issue. So it's a totally different fight here in Georgia than other states, and that's what we're focused on. So I'd love to chop it up. And
yeah,
Scott, that's
right.
Some really good points. But we definitely need more Africans that are patriots.
Piece of advice, Jonathan. Don't look when you go to fight. Don't look for what's written in the law. Look for what's not in the law. Okay? I'm going to give you a little story. When I was in Beirut, when they sent us there, we were not allowed. We were sent in as a peacekeeping operation. We were not allowed to load a magazine into the feed wheel of our weapons or lock and load until we got fired on. My job out there was when we found enemy weaponry, whether it was heavy or light, to destroy it. Okay? But we had these son of a bitches taking pot shots at us. They was picking off Marines left and right over there. You know, you didn't hear about it here in the States, but it was a hellhole over there. So we come up with the determination that the mandate we were under, we couldn't open fire, but we were going to destroy weapons. So what we used to do is when we'd find a cache or we'd find a single AK-47, was we'd pop a couple of rounds out of the magazine, pull the bullets out of them, and we'd load what was called Primacord in them. And we'd put about three rounds of the Primacord and put about three rounds on top of it. So if they grabbed a hold of it and tried to shoot it and test fire it or whatever, it seemed like a perfectly functioning weapon. But when it got to that fourth round, oh yeah, a couple of days later we found that son of a bitch that was shooting it. He was known as Lefty. Okay? And he was laying on the ground with his arm and his chest blown off. Hey, we destroyed the weapon. There's nothing.
Yep.
You didn't tell us how. You didn't tell us how to do it. Just do it. But we destroyed the weapon and we destroyed the son of a bitch that was shooting at us with it.
Yep.
Right.
And I'm agreeing with the when you're fighting for a free state, pretty much, our founding fathers did not have rules of engagement when it came to the enemy. So if they want to release that hazard and go down that slippery slope, it's going to get pretty ugly. Because there's a lot of people that don't play by the rules. So
like we've been saying, Jonathan, it has to get ugly before it gets better.
Oh, yeah. All I'm going to say is I pray that I definitely one day get to meet you guys in person, definitely, whether that's free man or governor. So either way, I'm going to leave you guys with my peace, love, and blessings. You guys definitely have my respect because you guys are definitely the tip of the spear.
Like we told Derek Gibson, you better invite us to be your press conference.
Y'all be at the inauguration.
Right. But yeah, it's going to get ugly before good. I mean, look what's going on right now, guys. And I said this a couple months ago. I told you, a new virus is going to come out. Well, now here we are. Delta. The Delta virus is forming now.
And Russell? Russell. Hey, Russell.
He's there. I don't know if he fell asleep or not.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Bert?
You need to tell Governor Abbott to quit showboating. Too little, too late, brother. Too little, too late.
I honestly believe that Hot Wheels Abbott is cooked. He's done. I think Patrick's done. I think we're going to see some major house committees in Texas. So they passed constitutional carry, which should have been done 10 fucking years ago. They got the silent, suppressive thing working. So as of September the 1st, as long as the parts are manufactured here in Texas, they're stamped made in Texas, you'll be able to buy a suppressor off the shelf. But that's not enough because, see, I've been on the point of this, and I've been pointing it out, and I've been pushing it and pushing it. Over the last 2 years, a year and a half of that, which we have been under a biological attack by China, the Democrats, and the elitists, which is way overblown. The people died. You know the numbers were, we know the numbers are bullshit. I don't think it's probably any worse than the regular flu if you could ever get the truth about it. But during this time, our state government here in Texas allowed 300,000 acres of Texas to be sold to the Chinese and $1.2 billion of our West Texas reserve. And this has all of Abbott's watch.
Well, y'all, yeah. Abbott
is a,
oh, yeah.
Abbott
and
is a CCP-owned governor. There's 27 of them out of 50 that we know for a fact. Abbott is on that list. Abbott is no friend to the Texas people at all. He went stupid on this whole thing, and he has literally ruined millions of Texas lives acting like a Democrat. And I don't think I know Texas people aren't going to forget it. And I think his political career in Texas is cook. It's like crunchy charcoal.
Yep. Well, bottom line, Russell, bottom line is, okay, Anthony Fauci is the new and improved version of Dr. Joseph Mengele. okay? No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Okay? And if out of any decency, the American people, you know, even though it's not going to happen, should raise up and let their voices be heard. We want no diplomatic relations with China anymore. Expel their diplomats. Burn their fucking embassy to the fucking ground and get them the hell out of here. And consider the United States in a de facto state of war with fucking China. You know, whatever they make in China and ship to the United States, guess what? The United States used to make it here. We used to make it here. You know, just like Bush 43 with that NAFTA bullshit. You know, they came up with the propaganda. Oh, well, it's good for business and it's good for America. You know, how can you put tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the soup lines and ship their jobs to Mexico and that'd be good for America? You know, and people fell for it. People fell for it. Stop falling for it. Stop swapping your thumb from your mouth to your ass. Wake up, people. It's a big it's a big world you're living in. It's a big world you're living in. You know, I mean, come on. You got a vice president that cussed Joe Biden lower than a dog, called him a pedophile, called his son, called him a bitch of China and everything during the presidential debate. Now, to him, Biden, to her, Biden is the hottest thing since Crisco grease. And this all coming from a woman who has ridden everything but the fucking Titanic.
Okay. Right.
So, I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. What is it going to take? What is it going to take?
Exactly.
I mean, it's going to take them kicking in your door and taking your children and saying you're not indoctrinating them right, or somebody reported you for this or that or the other. You want to be hunted down. You want to be chastised and in prison for flying an American flag on your house. Come on, people.
Right.
Wake up.
It's just straight out communism, brother.
This is not 1930s Germany. This is not Nazi Germany. This is the United States of America. 1775.
Seem to be a communist China.
Russell and I belong to a brotherhood that goes back 1775. We're a member of the original Beach Boys.
The United States Marine Corps.
We're members of the original Beach Boys. Yeah, round, get around. Yeah, we got around all right. and because of people like us, them son of a bitches that was on the business end of our barrel didn't get around to coming to America.
Right.
A few of them got away, though.
Well, as Virgil touched on that topic, there's a little something I'd like to add. I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing a little bit. But you'll find it in Chris Powell's book that he wrote. He was talking about the different branches of the service, you know, having their ATs, this or that, and one thing or another. He said, but United States Marines were the most highly motivated. They wanted to be in the ship, and they wanted to go out and kill the enemy. And he goes, there's no better out there. And that came from Chris Todd. That's paraphrase.
How many times in history, Russell, how many times in history has a Marine Corps captain jumped on top of a tank with a Springfield Armory 45 Navy issue sidearm, held it to a tank commander's head and said, "You're going to call these tanks off or I'm going to blow your goddamn head off."
Eddie Murphy.
I was there. I was there when it happened. I was there when a captain turned around six Israeli tanks trying to bust down the barricades to get into Beirut. I was there. I didn't see it happen, but I was there when it happened. One Marine turned around an entire tank company, and the Israelis have never been able to live that one down.
Right, I thought that was Eddie Murphy he was talking about, but
been more than one occasion when a chopper pilot, not the Marine Corps pilot now, but get stuck with whoever, our pilot is pretty bad, said it's too hot, we're turning, we're pulling out, and I personally. Well, let me not say that. Let's just say I have witnessed a 45 being pulled and put up to the pilot's head and said, "We're going back to my guys or we're all going down." You know, it's a brotherhood. It's kind of strange. And you see, this is something I kind of want to make a side note on here, because I've had a lot of people tell me, "Oh, well, you're angry, you're so full, you know, you're just full of hatred." Let me tell you something. I am not angry, all right? I am beyond angry, all right? I done reached the calm level, all right? And I'm going to tell you people out there right now that you don't have to hate your enemy to kill them, all right? It's just business. You know, if you were to meet that somebody somewhere else, you'll have to sit down and have a beer or whatever like that. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, well, I respect law enforcement, and I'm not looking for a fight. I'd rather not see what is coming. But I'm going to tell you what, and I don't care if you're law enforcement, I don't care if you're our military, I don't care what ABC group, what ABC boy you are or aren't, I'm going to tell you something. It's up to the point if you're going to follow illegal or unconstitutional orders. It's at that very moment that you decide to follow that order that you become an enemy combatant to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want
Amen.
Everybody to listen to understand that, all right? Because I know most of y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all hide your head in the sand doing the whole ostrich thing. You know, we've got people out there that say, "Oh, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go to State Capitol, and I'm going to be a hero, I'm going to save the country." So, ladies and gentlemen, we're way past anything like that happening. Our last opportunity was with President Trump, and he blew it by not pulling the trigger. And sadly, everybody's going to find out here, and I think within the next 60 days, that we're right on the money again. And when this does happen, you may have think you think chaos, but you have and the casualties of civilians are going to be massive. Not for us. Not for the people who are prepared, but for starvation, the chaos, gang. I'm telling you people, if your heart's right, I'm going to tell you right now, our forefathers laid out the absolute best self-governing document in the world. It's called the Constitution. There is no better right, and I love the Constitution, and we've got so far away from it, not even recognizable anymore, and the price to get back to it's going to be ugly, and we can either live and change with what these Democrats want, and as I said earlier in the show, if you're white, Christian, or patriotic, you are the new Jews. DHS is coming for you. The FBI is coming for you. And you better. And there's no way around this. You're either going to be a slave or you're going to have to fight to keep your freedom. And as sad as that is, I believe that's where we're at. And I don't think there's no turning it around at this point. I hope and pray I'm wrong. But I don't think I am.
No, because I see it coming, brother. I see it. And with this new virus called Delta coming around, this is the setup for it. Now, I've been telling everybody, this virus, they're going to shut the whole state down again, I guarantee it. Am I wrong?
Oh, I see it coming. I see it coming.
You know. So I told you all months ago that this was coming, COVID-20. Here we are. There's an announcement already of Delta, you know. So, I don't know, brother. I agree with Russell. I mean, yeah. I say sooner than that, Russell. I think it's going to be sooner than that.
Well, I don't know, and like I said, I sincerely hope I'm wrong, but if you know anything about tactics, and this is a plan the Chinese and Russians have been working on for decades. This is not something that just happened recently, all right? And if you know anything about tactics, if you know anything about the way our enemies work, we're fixing to enter stage 3 if we're not in the beginnings of it yet. And all I can say is good luck, everybody.
Right. So, well, it's getting close to that time, and we'll be back on Monday night. I do want to say a shout-out to Antoinette, our first-time listener. I promised her earlier I'd do a shout-out, but I didn't get to. But I hope we weren't too hardcore for you, young lady. But, you know, this is who we are. But
And just remember, for historical sake, the Navy did invent sex. The Marines were the ones that introduced it to women.
That is a fact, lady.
No comment on that one.
But anyway, we'll be back on Monday. I'm going to probably have some guests on in there. I'm planning to have Karen Bodini back on the show. Russell, you'll love this lady. She's running for governor of New Mexico, and her and Virgil hit it off, and I know you and her hit it off. And then we're going to have Audrey back on the show and everything, so... But I am still trying to get Marjorie Green on the show. She's just so booked up. I mean, I've been sending emails to her staff and everything, but she's just so booked up, it's hard to get her. But I am going to have her back on the show soon, hopefully, and everything. So y'all stay tuned and everything. But I thank you all for listening in. I'm sorry we've been absent the last couple of days. Just, you know, life gets crazy sometimes, so, and stuff. Plus, we, you know, like to take a break now and then from everything.
As a PSA warning, people, or PSA announcement, the ammo you're buying, make sure you check the casings on it. If you have to do it round by round, because somehow there's some bad ammo that got to the system, and there's been several occasions where crack casings have been found. So, Please take a look at your ammo. The majority of it seems to be coming from Remington I don't know if anything else has been found, but
I got some ammo from Remington, so do I need to check mine or?
Yeah, check your casings at the neck where the projectile fits in there, and look for any cracks because that could be a real problem.
Thank you for that.
It's been great, guys. I got to get the fuck out of here.
All right.
You'll be safe out there. You too, Joe. And we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Journey out.
All righty, guys. We'll go ahead and close the show. And Virgil, also, you all be safe out there. You be safe on the road, Virgil, and everything. So everybody else, we'll be back Monday night. And stuff, so I hope you all enjoyed the show. And again, I want to do a shout-out to Antoinette, who was listening in from Blinn, so, and everything. But anyhow, signing off.